Next, we have your morning traffic report about the traffic in Port-au-Prince, Haiti, which has apocalyptic traffic. Part of the problem is no reliable electricity for traffic lights, so drivers are using a kind of secret car horn language. Rebecca Hersher reports.
We're stuck.
Professional driver Andre Paltra is behind the wheel. That honk means, hey, move into that opening between the truck and the motorcycle. This is not downtown at rush hour when there's also a baseball game traffic. Port-au-Prince gridlock feels lawless. So if you're going to drive, you need to know what the different horns mean.
If I just want to say hello.
That's hello.
Or if you want to say, my truck's brakes don't work that well and I'm coming down the hill anyway. Or thanks. Or for oblivious people, stop chatting in the middle of the street.
If in Haiti, the drivers, they don't follow the rules, so I will stop by like one. If you don't pay attention, you're still talking, I'll be like two. And now after two warnings like this, I will go and I will hold it 40 seconds, 60 seconds, I don't mind.
It can all get pretty serious pretty quickly. A lot of people are injured or killed in car crashes. Ambulances can't get through, and Port-au-Prince has a carjacking problem. But the horns do help with the gridlock. People use them so much, and replace their vehicles so seldom, that they use up their horns. Yeah, I didn't even know that was possible. Andre Paltra has two sets of horns.
Like one for nasty people, and a very gentle one. One is low, and one is high. So currently my high tone is dead. I guess maybe I've been using it too much.
For NPR News, I'm Rebecca Hersher.
Her story was supported by a grant from the Pulitzer Center on Crisis Reporting.